Hi, this is Kasha McDaniel with Blue Diamond Staging and Design, and today I actually have a special guest with me today, Justin Etier, with Justin's Handyman Service, and I want to talk to you about a couple of things that he may run into that I see when I'm looking at houses to get them staged. And sometimes one of the questions I want to ask Justin here is, when we're selling a house, you sometimes have to leave at the most inopportune time, such as lunch or dinner, to have a showing. So I want to know, Justin, what is one of your favorite restaurants in Moore County that you might like to go so that maybe some homeowners have an idea of where they can hang out, where they can go get a quick bite to eat because they have a showing in their home?
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me. I appreciate being on here. Mm-hmm. You know, me and my family kind of enjoy going to Chapman's. It's right in Southern Pines. Great atmosphere. I have kids, so you can be loud, which is always nice. And the food's good. Price is good. And I just enjoy the people there.
Okay,
it's
great.
A good place.
Great. Okay. So one of the things as the handyman, when it comes to selling houses, there are times when certain things need to be fixed around the house. What types of jobs do you typically fix for homeowners? Because as a stager, I'll go in and I'll say, look, we need to fix this broken step or this, you know, screen door, whatever it is. What are some of the things that you typically run into as a handyman that you need to help with homeowners?
The big thing is when people pull up to a house, they see the house front right away. So just as you mentioned, if there's a broken step or a railing, maybe the house is kind of dirty, might need to be cleaned, washed off. Those are the kind of outside things I like to do. But once you get on the inside, people are always looking at the walls. If there's any cracks or the caulking might be chipping or peeling. Mm-hmm. Things like that is what they look for. And the simple fixes. It could be a doorknob handle that's loose when they open the front door. Mm-hmm. Just the simple things that they first either see or put their hands on is something that you're going to want to address.
Right. And I know, for example, while the homeowner may have lived with that broken doorknob or whatever for so many years, but they're like, oh, I've lived with it for so long. But the new people don't want to add that to their to-do list. They don't want to say, okay, well, that's broken. I need to get that fixed. I need to bring someone in. I always recommend getting it fixed before the buyers show up in your house. So so that's great. What do you like about your job when you as a handyman? Is there anything in particular that you like?
It's very fun. It's very different from what I used to do. I do enjoy this. I like to enjoy the people. Mm-hmm. I've had some customers where we've done a job and we've sat down and had coffee for a half hour. And we talked about where they used to live and where I used to live and the family. So I really enjoy the people. Mm-hmm. I mean, the work is kind of enjoyable as well, but the people is really what I like. The relationships. I joke with my wife. I like to go, when we go into the store, I'll see people I know I work for. You wave to them. It's just nice. You feel like you're part of the community.
Right.
So I enjoy that.
Good. That's definitely, yes. I totally understand with you where you're coming from, because I'll find people that I've seen or I've had clients, and I'll ask them, okay, how are things going? Is that working out okay for you? So that's great. That's wonderful. And so how can people get in touch with you, Justin?
So I'm on a couple different platforms. What I found very good in this community, in this county, is the Nextdoor app. Mm-hmm. So if you look up my name, Justin Etier, that's E-T-T-E-R-E, you'll find me there. I do have a Facebook page, which is Justin's Handyman Service LLC, and then on there you can email me. You can find my phone number. Also, I have an Instagram page, which is Justin_Etier_Handyman, and there you'll see some projects I've done, local homeowners. But those are the best ways to get a hold of me.
Okay. And is there anything that I could have asked you that you want to tell customers about what it is that you do or anything like that?
Our slogan is there's no job too small, right? We'll do them all. So I've had people call me to change one light bulb. I don't mind doing it. It's fine. Give me a call for that. We do a little bit larger projects, but we're not a big group of people. We like to do small, intimate projects for people. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for anything small to medium size, just give me a call. I'll do them all.
Great. All right. Thanks, Justin. I appreciate you joining me today. All right, everybody, have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.